It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for November 29th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is hinterland, spelled H-I-N-T-E-R-L-A-N-D. Hinterland is a noun that means a region lying inland from a coast. It can also mean a region remote from cities or a region lying beyond major metropolitan or cultural centers. Here's the word used in a sentence from Mike and Smith by P.G. Woodhouse. Edmund, summoned from the hinterland of the house to give his opinion why only one of Mike's shoes was to be found, had no views on the subject. When you're dealing with geography, it helps to know your hinterland from your umland. In the late 19th century, geographer George Chisholm took note of the German word hinterland, meaning literally land in back of, and applied it specifically to the region just inland from a port or coastal settlement. Chisholm spelled the word with a D, H-I-N-D-E-R-L-A-N-D, but English speakers eventually settled on the T spelling. Early in the 20th century, another geographer adopted the German Umland, meaning land around, to refer to the territory around an inland town. What hinterland and umland have in common is a reference to a region economically tied to a nearby city. Nowadays, hinterland has a less technical use as well. It can be used for land that is simply out in the sticks. It can also be applied figuratively. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.